Case number 10,702, Del Coast Design and Build LLC, north of Road 275, southeast of Mute Swan Lane, being Lot 7 within Summercrest Development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot.
Name and address.
Pamela McDonald, 31200 Phillips Branch Road, Harbison, Delaware, 19951.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here tonight to request a front yard setback variance for the property at 34780 Mute Swan Lane, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. This is for an existing structure. It's a screen porch and deck combination. I'm requesting the variance simply for the fact that, unbeknownst to us at the time of construction, this is a through lot. So as I'm sure you're familiar, it's a 30-foot setback in the front and a 30-foot setback in the rear. It's considered to have two front yards. At the time the building permit was obtained, it is noted on the building permit a 10-foot setback in the rear. So there was no written or verbal explanation at the time that this was a said through lot. Therefore, we constructed it. The structure only impedes in the setback by approximately 2 feet. Almost half of that structure is just the deck, which, of course, you're aware has a 5-foot encroachment that's permissible. So it's about 30 square feet of the screen porch itself, the structure part with the roof that is falling into that setback. I think probably a 3-foot variance to 27 feet would be ample. Again, the structure has been completed for almost 2 years, and it was just brought to our attention that this was the case. And if you need it, I brought a copy, a sketch of the...
We have all of that.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you did or not. That's
yes.
What it looks like.
We have that. And the permit was issued incorrectly.
It was. Thank you. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McKee?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Well, so that we address the standards, are you suggesting that because the permit was issued wrong, that it wasn't created by the applicant?
That would be correct.
And that... Since the work has been done, it can't be developed in strict conformity now, and necessary to enable reasonable use of the property.
Correct. And the adjoining properties, both the neighbors, neither one of them have a problem, nor does anybody else in the community or the homeowners association with the way the structure sits now.
So you're suggesting it won't alter the central character of the neighborhood, and would the request is a minimum to afford relief then.
That is correct.
Right, thank you. No other questions.
Okay. There are no further questions. Excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, as demonstrated by my questions to the applicant, I think that the request meets the standards for granting variance, so I make a motion we approve case number 10,752.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,752. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes.